हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवं। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच जायसी चेत् कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे मान् नियोजयसि केशव। व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच लोकेऽस्मिन् विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानाम् कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम्। न कर्मणामनारम्भान्नैष्कर्म्यम् पुरुषोऽश्नुते न च सन्न्यसनादेव सिद्धिम् समधिगच्छति। न हि कश्चित्क्षणमपि जातु तिष्ठत्यकर्मकृत् कार्यते ह्यवशः कर्म सर्वः प्रकृतिजैर्गुणैः। कर्मेन्द्रियाणि संयम्य य आस्ते मनसा स्मरन् इन्द्रियार्थान् विमूढात्मा मिथ्याचारः स उच्यते। ओके, वी हैव सीन् दि भाष्यम् फार् फैव् वर्सस्। सो टुवर्ड्स् द एण्ड् वि अण्डर्स्टुड् वेरि वेल्। Naturally, these three gunas, let me make it very clear. Three gunas are nothing but sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. These gunas are the names attributed to the manifested differentiated powers. The knowing power, power of knowledge, power of activity, and power of inertia. These three powers, when they are unmanifested as one power, undifferentiated, then it's Maya. Manifested or differentiated as three different powers, and three different names are given. The whole cosmos being Maya, being the middle cause of the universe, we say the whole universe is Trigunatmika Maya. Jagat is Trigunatmakam Jagat. There is nothing which is free from Trigunas. Therefore, the Gunas are of such nature that by these Gunas of Prakriti, everyone is helplessly, choicelessly made to do something or the other. So none can remain even for a second without doing anything. As a non-performer of anything, as a non-doer of anything, and none can remain even for a second. Because the body has gunas, Mind has gunas, or everything is gunas. But which guna is predominant where? That is the difference is only in the predominance of the gunas. We know very well already the physical body is a product of tamasic aspect of elements. And then our karmendriyani and pranas are the products of rajasic aspects of elements. And mind and sense organs are antakkanam, and sense organs are the product of sattvic aspects of elements. So the whole system is products of elements only, being elemental products. And all products of gunas. Therefore, everything is governed by gunas. It's not possible to remain doing anything, without doing anything, even for a second. And who is free from gunas? Who is nirgunaha gunatitaha? Gunarahitaha? Only Atma. This abstract, formless reality, consciousness, existence implied by the term Atma or Brahma, alone is nirgunaha Atma nirgunam Brahma. Nirguna Chaitanyam. And when a person discovers one's own Swarupam being Atma, the person does not need to be an actionless person. He can take ownership of actionlessness as one's own nature. Because consciousness is free from gunas, they are free from actions also. Actionlessness is Swarupam. Until then, unless and until a person becomes a jnani, now, as a jnani, being born in this world is inevitable. One being born, being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, and being physically, mentally, sensorily active is very natural. Therefore, simply physically giving up activities does not make a person renunciate a sannyasi. And without doing activities physically, without jnana rahitaha, if a person is a non-performer of actions, without simply sits a person, without any jnanam, simply physically giving up activities, is very dangerous because it will ruin a person's life. This we have already understood. We have to go to this today's class. Gunaihi na vichalyate. Only a jnani is not shaken, disturbed by gunas. Because he is free from ignorance. Ignorance caused erroneous perception. Therefore, he is free from the hold of desires, anger. Emotions are not there. The person is not disturbed. The person is not suffering from any of the problems, fundamental problems. Therefore, the person who is not shaken, disturbed by these gunas is the person who is free from the hold of emotions. One who has taken ownership of consciousness, Atma, as one's own Swarupam. For such a person, even if he is involved in physical activity, he is a non-doer because he has no doership or injarship. Therefore, Sankhyanam prithakkaranat ajnanam evahi karma yogaha. Therefore, as there is separation of Sankhya, sannyasis, ajnanam eva karma yogaha. Ajnaha, please make a note. Ajnaha means ignorant people. Karma yoga is indeed a discipline prescribed only for ignorant people, immature people who have yet to discover dispassion, who have to become discriminate, who have to discover the discriminative understanding, who have yet to have the discriminative understanding of the eternal and the ephemeral, permanent and the impermanent, or they have yet to learn from their own life's experiences, it to become dispassionate towards, discover dispassion. For such ignorant people alone, Karma Yoga is prescribed as a discipline, not for the sannyasis. Who are the sannyasis? Not those who are wearing saffron robes only. Vividisha sannyasis, the people who have grown out of desire for everything else and who are totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, knowing the value of jnanam. And for the sake of knowing the truth, in order to commit themselves totally to the discipline of jnana yoga, who completely free themselves from the obligatory duties, are the vidisha sannyasis. For such people also, jnana yoga is the discipline. If vidvat sannyasis, if people have already gone through the discipline of shravanam and mananam, they've understood the teaching, but they have to only be contemplative for ascertaining the truth. Vidvat sannyasis. So, for such people, the discipline of jnana yoga is the jnana yoga is prescribed. As they are separated, prithakkaranat, due to the separation of sannyasis, as those for whom jnana yoga is the discipline, karma yoga indeed is the discipline only for ignorant people. Na jnaninam, not for the wise people, who are free from gunas, who are not disturbed by the gunas. Okay, now I'll tell you. Who are not disturbed by gunas. Jnanis are the people who are not disturbed by gunas. What does it mean? Not being disturbed by gunas means not being disturbed by the effects of ignorance. As long as ignorance is there, how people are disturbed? Of course, desires are inevitable. See, on the part of the ignorant people, desires are inevitable. Likes and dislikes are inevitable. Because interaction with this world is inevitable. It's very important for a human being to live in the world, to interact with the world. Once a person is interacting with the world, and perceiving comes in contact with the external world of objects, then naturally there will be like strong likes and dislikes, there'll be desires, there'll be anger, there'll be jealousy, there'll be hatred, there'll be fear. All these emotions will be triggered from subconscious and they'll be surfacing in different occasions. When they arise, very natural for person to be disturbed by them. And those, a person's external behavior will be in keeping with those emotions also. This is how ignorant people are easily disturbed. Whereas, a jnani is not vichalyate, not disturbed by gunas means, is not disturbed by the emotions in the form of thoughts, emotions which arise in the form of thoughts. A karma yogi is a person who is capable of managing his emotions because of his commitment to live a life of dharma. Because his focus is on mental preparation for jnanam. Otherwise, a jnani is the one who does not need to manage the emotions anymore. He is already free from the hold of emotions. Because he's free from ignorance. Being free from ignorance and he's free from even all the gunas. He's objective towards gunas, objective towards the body dimensions complex, the gunas in the form of gunas in the form of body dimensions complex. And he is free. Therefore, a karma yogi is relatively free from the gunas. A jnani is absolutely free from the gunas. Therefore, he is not disturbed. Whereas, very easy for ignorant people to be disturbed. That is why it is, one has to be active. Everyone is compelled to do something or the other. Therefore, better one understands one's way of life, understands one's duties in keeping one's varna, ashrama, etc. So one involves oneself in one's own duties so that one can avoid accumulating papam by doing wrong things or unwanted things, unnecessary things. Okay. So we understood that in the previous verse. We go to the next sentence now. So, jnaninam na karma yogaha. Okay. Jnaninam tu gunaihi achalyamananam. Ke jnaninaha? Who are jnanis? Jnani is an akaranta pullinga shabda. You all know very well. Therefore, jnaninaha means wise people, plural word. Jnaninam tu jnaninaha gunaihi achalyamanaha. Wise people are the ones who, of course, are not at all shaken, disturbed by gunas. Just the way I told you. They're free from the hold of the mind. They do not have any identity with anatma, body, mind, sense complex. They're objective towards body, mind, sense complex. And therefore the problems of body, mind, and complex do not affect them. The gunaihi achalyamanaha jnaninaha. For them, gunaihi achalyamananam jnaninam tu. Whereas for jnanis who are not shaken, disturbed by the gunas, swataha chalana abhavat. Again, swataha, by the nature, swabhavat. Swataha chalana abhavat. Naturally, by themselves, they are of the nature of motionlessness also. The atma is of the nature of motionlessness. And the jnani who has his identity with the atma by nature is free from any disturbance. Swataha chalana bhavat karma yogaha na upapadyate. So karma yogaha is not relevant for jnanis. What is the reason? Two reasons are given. Karma yoga is not appropriate, not relevant for jnanis, wise people, who are not at all disturbed by gunas, who are not at all, who is absolutely free from the gunas because of their objectivity, who are not disturbed by gunas in the form of body, mind, sense complex and the limitations and their problems. Physical problems do not afflict a jnani. Or physiological problems, or emotional problems, intellectual problems. Because they have wisdom, they have clear understanding, therefore there's no intellectual means, but even the intellect is also free because there's a clarity of vision. Clarity of vision is there. Any other problems, they are not affected at all. They are objective towards body, mind, and complex. And they are free from the hold of emotions. They are not disturbed. And they are by nature, they are chalana, swataha chalana abhavat. Gunaihi achalyamanaha. By their nature, they are non-disturbed people. For such people, karma yoga na upapadyate, karma yoga is not relevant. Tathacha vyakhyatam. It has been already, as explained before, tathacha vyakhyatam. In the second chapter, 21st verse, Shankara Bhagavad Pada quotes. Not the second, 21st verse, you can take all those verses from the 13th verse. know, all those verses we can take where the Jnani is described, even in the later on, Satapragya Lakshanam, the portion describing Satapragya, there also we understand who is the Jnani. So here, Veda Vinashinam Nityam Yayena Majamavyayam Katham Sapurushav Partha Kam Ghatayati Hantikam. Who is the Jnani? He is one who knows the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self, innermost essence, very content of I. And he knows the one's own surupam is abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness existence. Therefore what? The pure consciousness existence, being the subtlest, being all-pervasive, being beginningless and endless, changeless, is absolutely indestructible, avinashi. Why it is indestructible? It is the only satyam. First of all, it is satyam. The pure consciousness existence implied by the term atma is the only absolute reality, satyam, which is of the nature of self-existence, which is not dependent on anything else for its existence. Therefore, independent, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless, all-pervasive, subtlest, indivisible, undivided, partless whole, which is not dependent on anything else for its existence. That is why everything else, elements, elementals, mobile, immobile, living, non-living things, everything, all forms, names and functions, actions, experiences, everything is dependent on that reality, atma, consciousness, existence for their existence. Everything is dependent on atma for its existence. Atma is absolutely independent of everything else. Atma is the very truth, reality, which lends existence to everything else. Therefore, Atma is absolutely indestructible. Avinashi. Veda Vinashinam Veda Yayenam Ajam Avyayam. Unborn and also changeless, indeclinable. Such a person, whom can he kill? Whom can he induce to kill? Kam ghatayati kam hanti. Kam ghatayati kam hanti means what? That such a person cannot do any action because that person is neither the doer, a jnani is neither the doer nor the activator. Therefore, this is the sarupam of a jnani. Such a person who has taken ownership of actionlessness, being one's own swarupam, is free from the afflictions caused by gunas. He is not moved by gunas, shaken by gunas, not disturbed by gunas. Okay. Therefore, karma yoga is not necessary for him, not relevant for him. We'll move on to the next verse now. Yes, yet to anatmajnaha, the Bhagavad Pada says, anatmajnaha, yet that to anatmajnaha, choditam karma na arabhate iti, tad asad eva ityaha. So, what he says, either as a vidisha sannyasi, a person must be given to the discipline of jnana yoga. As a vidvat sannyasi, a person must be given to the discipline of nididhyasam, which is also jnana yoga. And a person, jnana nishtaha, the person who is endowed with the ascertained vision, of course, everything, all disciplines have served their purpose for him. Does not need to do anything. And a person who has yet to become prepared for entering into the discipline of jnana yoga, no choice, has to live a life of karma yoga. This is how Shastram prescribes disciplines. So a person who has yet to become mentally prepared, for him Karma Yoga is the discipline. And for a person, a Vidvat Sannyasi, Nididhyasanam, which is again part of Jnana Yoga. Vidisha Sannyasi, of course, in keeping with the need, he must be either involved in Shravanam or Mananam. He must be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. There were people who are prepared and who are unprepared. For all of them, Shastram prescribes disciplines. Simply remaining without doing anything physically remaining inactive without knowledge is not recommended by Shastram. And if a person remains without following the discipline of Karma Yoga, as a Karma Yogi, or without even Jnanam, if a person simply says without doing any activities, it is not appropriate. So Bhagavan says here, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the following verse. Yattu anatmajnaha, an ignorant person. Anatmajnaha means what? The person who does not know Atma and whose identity is with Anatma. An ignorant person. Anatmajnaha means the person who mistakes the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex for the self because of his ignorance. Such a person. Choditam karma na arabhate. A person does not do the ordained duties. Na arabhate, does not begin to do the ordained duties, means does not perform the ordained duties. Tad asat, that is inappropriate. It is not good. Asat iti aha. Why? We'll see the consequences later on. Karmendriyani sayamya ya aste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimodhatma mithyacharasa uchyate karmendriyani sayamya ya aste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimodhatma mithyacharasa uchyate. So yaha aste, the person who remains, how does he remain? Karmendriyani sayamya, having restrained his organs of actions, means remaining physically inactive without doing any activities, required activities. But how does he remain? Indriyarthan manasasmaran, but dwelling upon the sense objects mentally. Physically, he does not make efforts to fulfill his desires. Physically, he sits without doing any activity. As a renunciate, he thinks as a renunciate, he does not need to do anything physically. He remains as an enunciate of activities, physically, externally, but mentally he is not prepared for enunciation. Because he is not ready for sannyasa. Therefore, he is not dispassionate enough. He still has lingering desires for objects. Because his discriminative understanding is not very firm. He may have discriminative understanding, or he may not even have discriminative understanding. And the degree of discriminative understanding is also not very, very firm, very clear. Therefore, dispassion also is not adequate. He may have certain degree of disks may understanding, but still vairagyam is not very firm. Such a person who is not yet prepared for the discipline of Jnana Yoga, who is not yet ready for sannyasa, who is not yet ready, the person who is not ready for the discipline of Jnana Yoga, such a person cannot follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga. At the same time, he is not even following the discipline of Karma Yoga because he has given up his activities physically. He is neither following Karma Yoga, which he is supposed to be following as an ignorant person, as unprepared minded. And he is not able to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga also because his attention is not, mind is being unprepared. Attention is not available for Shravanam or Mananam, for Shravanam itself. Therefore, when the mind, what can this person do? The mind is involved in dwelling upon the sense objects. Manasa indriyarthan smaran aste. Karmendriyani sanyamya. Manasa indriyarthan smaran yahaste. Person who remains. So mind is dwelling upon the external worldly sense objects. Indriya arthan, sense objects he is remembering. He is thinking of many things. See, if attention is not available for dwelling upon subject matter of the Shastram, the mind must be involved in what? Anything other than the subject matter of the Shastram, then mind goes all over, means it's an Indriyartha Smaranam only. Indriyartha Smaranam. Therefore, Yaha Karmendriyani Sanyamya, having restrained his sense organs, Manasa Indriyarthan Smaran, dwelling upon the sense objects, person who remains such a person is neither a Karma Yogi, nor a Jnana Yogi, nor a Sannyasi. Then what is he? What is the discipline he is following? Such a person is a vimodhatma. He is a deluded minded person. And because he does not follow any discipline properly, which contributes for some progress. If he is following the discipline of Karma Yoga, at least his mental preparation is taken care of. He is on the track of progress. If he is following the discipline of Jnana Yoga, at least he is still, there's a progress. He is working for knowledge. Whereas, he is neither here nor there. Therefore, he is a deluded minded person. He is a person of false conduct. He is a person of hypocrisy. Mithyacharaha. It is saha uchyate. Okay. We'll see the commentary here. Karmendriyani. Organs of actions. Means what? Hastadini. Here Karmendriyani does not mean subtle powers. The physical activities which are made possible by the Karmendriyani. Karmendriyani here means the physical activities performed with the hands, legs and the body, which are made possible because of the blessing of subtle powers known as Karmendriyani. Therefore, Karmendriyani here it is equal to organs of action such as hands, etc. Hastadini, Sanyamya, Samhritya. Sanyamya, Samhritya is what? Having withdrawn all his physical activities, having restrained his karma, sense organs of actions. Yaha Aste. Aste means Tishthati. Tishthati means what? The person who remains. But what does he do? Physically, he is not doing anything. He is sitting in a corner quietly. But not quietly. Physically, he seems to be quiet. Manasasmaran. But remembering mentally, thinking mentally, what? Chintayan. Smaran is equal to chintayan. Thinking, remembering, dwelling upon what? Indriyarthan. Sense objects. Thinking of the sense objects. Indriyarthan means vishayan. Indriyarthan is equal to vishayan. Vishayan. Bahya vishayan. If a person is thinking of anything and everything other than subject matter of the Shastram, he is Indriyartha or Indriya Vishaya Vishayam Smarati. He is a person who is involved in dwelling upon the external world of objects, sense objects. So, Smaran is equal to Chintayan. Indriyarthan is equal to Vishayan. Such a person, Vimodhatma. Vimodha Atma, yes, is a Vimodhatma. Deluded minded. He has no discriminative understanding at all. Why? He does not know whether he is prepared minded or he is not unprepared minded. Has no clue. If he knows definitely he is not prepared minded, then definitely he must follow the discipline of Karma Yoga. And he must do his duties in keeping with the Varna, in keeping with the Ashrama, in keeping with his age, in keeping with the needs. He must do the relevant appropriate activities. So for which he must entertaining proper attitude. He must follow the discipline of Karma Yoga. He does not know that. And if he knows, if he is really dispassionate person, and if he's really, he has discriminative understanding, if he has Vivekaha, he has Vairagyam, he knows the limitations of everything, and he has no more interest in external world of objects, if he has no more interest in enjoyment of pleasures or objects, then he must be capable of dwelling upon subject matter of the Shastram. He must involve himself totally with the focused attention in studying the Shastram, in listening to the teaching or reflecting upon the teaching, what he has heard. He must be involved in the discipline of Jnana Yoga. But he is not involved in the discipline of Jnana Yoga also. Why? Because he does not live life Karma Yoga. And he is thinking of sense objects. Which means he does not know that he is not eligible to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Therefore, he is confused minded, deluded minded, Vimudhatma. But what does he do instead? Without following any discipline properly, but without knowledge also, this person simply remains as an enunciate. Such a person is mithya charaha. The word mithya is equal to mrisha. Mrisha charaha. Mrisha yasya acharaha mrisha. Sa mrisha charaha. So the word mithya does not mean our regular satyam mithya, that meaning here. Mithya means false here. Mrisha. Mrisha means false. So mithya, he is a person of false behavior, false conduct. As a hypocrisy in his behavior. Not only hypocrisy, he's a papacharaha. Papacharaha saha uchyate. Why papacharaha? He's a person of sinful behavior, sinful conduct. Why? Please listen to me. When a person is simply given to the discipline of sannyasa, he takes the life of sannyasa, but he is not ready for the life of sannyasa. Therefore, he is not able to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga. And he is not even following Karma Yoga. What happens? He breaks his vow of being a sannyasi. Being a sannyasi, he must be involved in all the time the discipline of Jnana Yoga. In following the discipline of Jnana Yoga, he must be always involved in following the discipline of Jnana Yoga. in the form of listening to the Shastra teaching or talking about it, discussing about it, teaching, reflecting upon it, dwelling upon it. That's what a sannyasi must do. But he's not doing it without, why? His mind is not available. Attention is not available. Still unprepared, not ready. So thinking of worldly objects, sense objects. Therefore, he goes against the ashrama dharma. And he does, the sannyasa is a vow. You know, there's a vow. Vrata bangaha. So breaking one's vow of what has to be done as a sannyasi, then involves what's a papa karma. Therefore, he's a papa charaha. So like a papa charaha uchyate. Definitely, even for his survival, he must be dependent on other people. So as a non-con, he will be such a person who enjoys others' help for his survival. Because he's not physically doing anything. He's not contributing. Because he's not living life of karma yoga. And he's not even involved in the discipline of jnana yoga. Instead, mind is involved in something else. But for his survival, he is dependent on society. Therefore, what happens? He is a non-contributive consumer. Therefore, he is a person of sinful behavior. Papacharaha. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Yastvindriyani manasa niyamyarabhate arjuna karmendriyaih karma yogam asaktasya visishyate yastvindriyani manasa niyamyarabhate arjuna yastvindriyani manasa niyamyarabhate arjuna karmendriyaih karma yogam asaktasya visishyate. See, with the purushartha nischayaha, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, the person lives his life as a mukshuhu, as a jignyasuhu, knowing his mental preparedness. A person must either follow the discipline of karma yoga. Then he has placed himself on the right track. Living a life of karma yoga definitely will take care of everything that he needs throughout his life. Otherwise, a person must be given the discipline of jnana yoga as a vidisha sannyasi. Or as a vidvat sannyasi, a person must be given to the third step of jnana yoga in the form of contemplation, nididhyasa. This is how the setup is. But your person, without following any of these disciplines, a person simply physically gives up activities without jnanam, then he becomes a person of papacharaha. Therefore, now he says, your person lives a life of karma yoga. So who can live it? Puja Swamiji makes it very clear. Even to live a life of karma yoga, a person must have purushartha nischayaha. He knows moksha being the choiceless goal. Therefore, he knows jnanam is moksha. He knows the value of jnanam. Such a person who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam is a spiritual person. And he knows that he has to prepare his mind for jnanam. As his vairagyam has to become very firm. And viveka must become very clear. For which the person has to have some disciplines, has to manage his emotions. Therefore, the person strictly chooses to live a life of karma yoga, and even living a life of karma yoga is a tremendous tapas. So karma yoga is highly praised. Therefore, if a person lives a life of karma yoga, that is explained in this seventh verse. Yes, yes, twindriyani manasa niyamyarabhate arjuna karmendriyaih karma yogam asaktas visishyate. So there's another person, yaha, the person who, to, whereas the other person who, indriyani manasaniyamya, very important, indriyani manasaniyamya. So having mastery over his sense organs, with his disciplined mind, yaha arabhate karmendriyaihi karma yogam yaha arabhate asaktaha, the person who begins perform his actions with his making use of all his organs of actions, asaktaha, without attachment, that person excels. Saha visishyate, he excels. A person who lives a life of karma yoga is a person who is already relatively detached person. Asaktaha. Saha visishyate, he excels. Why he excels? Even though he is not mentally prepared, he knows it, he is not yet ready for going through discipline of Jnana Yoga. He knows that he is not yet ready for giving up activities. Therefore, who lives a life of Karma Yoga. So karmendriyaihi karma yogam asaktaha arabhate yaha indriyani manasanayamya saha visishyate. So manasanayam, making use of his knowledge of right and wrong, and making the best use of his willpower, the strong willpower, he has mastery over his sense organs. Means what? Whatever the objects are reported by sense organs, he does not get carried away by those sense objects. Even if he is interested in sense objects, he knows he will only do things in conformity with dharma to fulfill his desires. He has mastery over his desires. He has mastery, relative mastery over his desires, mastery over his emotions, because he is conscious of living a life of dharma. So because by living a life of dharma consciously, prayerfully, he has mastery over his, relative mastery over his thoughts. And having mastery over his thoughts, emotions, he is capable of managing his sense organs also. Therefore, such a person, having restrained his sense organs by his mind, the person who lives the life of karma yoga without attachment, such a person excels. Saha visishyate. So Shankaracharya says, yahatu punaha karmani adhikritaha, that yaha, relative pronoun, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, karmani adhikrita, very important word. Adhikrita is very, very important, significant word here. Why? Adhikrita means one who is qualified, one who is eligible. one who is qualified for performing his actions with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. Who is the one who can go through discipline of Karma Yoga? Only a person who has Purusharth Nischayaha, who knows the value of Jnanam. Again, the person who has Shraddha in the Shastram, that's very, very important. Shraddha in the Shastram is a Vaidikaha. The person who has Shraddha in the Veda Shastram is a Vaidikaha. Because of Shraddha in the Veda Shastram, who follows the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. The person who follows the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, because of the Shraddha he has in the Shastram, follows appropriate discipline relevant for him. Such a person is Karmani Adhikritaha. And he is ignorant. Ajnaha. An ignorant person who has Shraddha in the Shastram, therefore who follows the way of life enjoined by the Shastram with his commitment to the Purushartha, Jnanam, such a person definitely follows the discipline of Karma Yoga. No choice. In order to be able to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga, one must be eligible, means what? One must be the person of Shraddha in the Shastra. Anam Vaidikaha, who may not have Shraddha in the Shastra. Non-Vaidikaha, who definitely is the one who does not have Shraddha in the Shastra. Such a person may not know about this discipline also. But Karmani Adhikritaha, here it means such a big word, that is, the person who has Purushartha, we have Shraddha in the Shastram, therefore who has Purushartha Nischaya, who knows the value of Jnanam, and who strictly is given to the disciplined way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Such a person, Karmani Adhikritaha. Ignorant but Ajnaha. Buddhi Indriyani Manasanayamya. Buddhi Indriyani means Jnanendriyani. Please make a note, the word Buddhi here means Jnana. Buddhi Indriyani, Buddhi Indriyani. Jnana Indriyani, Jnanendriyani. So that only the Indriya, the word Indriyani is there. So which Indriyani? He says, Karme Jnanendriyani. Buddhindriyani, Jnanendriyani, Manasanayamya. Yaha Arabhate. The person, Arabhate means the person who begins. Here we have to take a person who performs karma as yoga, as a discipline. How karmendriyaihi, hey Arjuna, karmendriyaihi means walk panyadibihi, walk, organ of speech, pani means hands, pani, hands, etc. Organ of speech, hands, etc. You can include all other five organs of actions. So making the use of his organs of actions, the person who performs his duties, having restrained his sense organs by his mind, with his mind, see, it is possible for one to have mastery over one's sense organs if a person has mastery over one's mind. And having mastery over one's mind means what? Being capable of managing one's emotions by strictly living a life of dharma. So with a person's commitment to live a life of dharma, managing one's emotions, that by having mastery over one's emotions, and the person who is capable of managing his sense organs also, who lives life karma yoga, who performs his duties, making with his organs of actions. Such a person is a karma yogi. Kim arbhate ityaha. What does he begin to do? What does he perform? Karma yogam. He performs karma as a discipline. See, please make a note. He does not perform karma yoga. He performs karma as yoga, as a discipline. One cannot do karma yoga. Yoga is an attitude. One has in one's action. One can only do karma with the proper attitude as a discipline, as a preparatory discipline. That is a karma yoga. A person who begins, means he performs one's duties, karma, with the proper attitude as a discipline, as a yoga. Having one's focus on mental preparation, asaktaha, very, asaktaha san, very important, asaktaha san. Asaktaha means what? As the one who is not attached, being detached. San means being, asaktaha san, remaining detached, remaining without attachment. The person performs his duties with the proper attitude as a preparatory discipline, having his focus on mental preparation. So asaktaha means what? Asaktasan, pala abhisandhi varjitaha. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha. See, phala abhisandhi. Abhisandhi here means dependence. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha means the person who is devoid of dependence upon the results of actions for his happiness and security. A person lives life karma yoga means he's already very clear. He knows his goal is happiness, moksha. He knows the happiness, the security is not in anything, is not in the result of action, is not in the action, is not in any of the worldly objects. The moksha he is aspiring for, the security he is aspiring for is only in knowing the truth. Therefore, the person is not dependent on the results of actions for his happiness and security. Asat, being detached means not being dependent on results of actions. Even though he wants the results, he expects the results, he performs actions for the results, but with the proper attitude as an offering. And his focus is on mental preparation. So he performs duties as yoga, karma yogam arbhate. But katham phala abhisandhi varjitaha, devoid of the dependence upon the results of actions for his happiness and security. Such a person saha visishyate. Itarasmat mithyacharat. He definitely excels the other person who is of false behavior, false conduct. Saha visishya itarasmat mithyacharat. The person who lives the life of karma yoga definitely has placed himself on the right track, that the way of life he is following will enable him tap abundance of Bhagavan's grace. Thereby, there will be progress in his life. He will definitely have the mental preparation is definite for him. Thereby, he'll be eligible for attaining the jnanam, eligible for going to discipline of jnana yoga. Attainment of jnanam also will be possible. His preparation is definite. So, antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalim is possible for this karma yogi. Whereas the person who performed, who has given up physically activities, but who is dwelling upon his sense objects as a mithyacharaha, cannot have mental preparation, cannot have antakarna shuddhi, cannot have antakarna naishchalyam. Therefore, and not only that, because of the sannyasa vrata bhanga, because he breaks this vow of sannyasa, he earns papam. And he'll end up doing something wrong also. That is why this particular who lives a life of karma yoga definitely excels that other person. Other person will be accumulating papam. Papacharaha. As a karma yogi, is a tapasvi. So very beautifully said, karmendriyaihi karma yogam asattaha arabhate. A person perform, arabhate literally means begins, but performs his duties in keeping with his varna, ashrama, roles he has to play, all his duties, having his focus on mental preparation, as a preparatory discipline, he performs. And without being attached to the results of actions. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha. Such a person excels. Therefore, what happens? Who is now better? So, whether remaining unprepared minded, inactive renunciate, unprepared minded, inactive renunciate, or whether to live a life of karma yoga or being a karma yogi, which is better? So being a karma yogi is better. Therefore, Bhagavan says, yataha evam, as this is the situation, it means karma yogi excels the other, the person of hypocrisy. Ataha, therefore, Arjuna, now Bhagavan is going to say, Bhagavan now gives a instruction for Arjuna.
Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jyayo hya karmanah. Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jyayo hya karmanah. Sharira yatra pichate na prasiddheda karmanah. Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jyayo hya karmanah. Sharira yatra pichate na prasiddheda karmanah. Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jyayo hya karmanah. Sharira yatra pichate na prasiddheda karmanah. So Bhagavan says, therefore Arjuna, ataha niyatam karma kuru. So niyatam karma means prescribed duty. So may you do your prescribed, ordained duty. So a person, as I already told you, the person of purushartha nischayaha, who knows the value of jnanam, who is aspiring for jnanam, who knows his mental condition and who has yet to work for his mental preparedness better lives the life of karma yoga. And he knows his duties. Varna dharmas he knows, ashrama dharmas he knows, the duties he has in keeping with his roles he has to play. Such a person should do one's duties. So niyatam karma means the prescribed ordained duties one has to do. Niyatam karma. Arjuna, may you do your prescribed duty. Niyatam karma tvam kuru. Niyatam karma kuru. You just do your duty ordained for you as a kshatriya. As a young prince. Karma jayaha hi akarmanaha. Karma jayaha, karma performance of duty is better than non-performance of action, akarmanaha. Action is better than inaction. Without knowledge. Akarmanaha hi karma jayaha. Why? Because finally he says, see, karma performed with the proper attitude, especially doing one's duty in conformity with dharma, with the proper attitude, and having one's focus on mental purification, mental steadiness, having knowledge as the goal, a person lives his life, definitely he is in the track of progress. If it is superior, karma is superior than inaction. Whereas inaction, non-activity, non-performance of duties, physical inaction, will make a person lazy, idle, and it will make a person go against dharma. It will not contribute for any progress. It will ruin the mind. Therefore, karma is always being physical, being active, being occupied, being engaged is always better than physically remaining idle and lazy without doing anything. It's superior, in fact. Sharirayatra api te na prasidhyet akarmanaha. Akarmanaha. Please make a note. And the first one, akarmanaha, means there than karma. Inaction. But the second word, akarmanaha, does not mean inaction. The person of inaction. When you say akarma as a non-performance of action or inaction, then the very action itself is mentioned. It's called bhava vyutpatti. And akarma, yasya karma nasti saha akarma. Akarman. The person of inaction is also akarma. So here, akarmanaha, for an inactive person, for a non-active, inactive person, sharirayatra api na prasidhyet cha, and they for you, as the person of inaction, the journey of life also will not be possible. See, siddhyati means achieves, prasiddhyati achieves, accomplishes. So, sharira yatra means the journey of life also is not possible for an active person. The journey of life means what here? The word yatra literally means life, journey. The journey of life, the span of life ordained for a person, even that span of life ordained for a person also does not become lived successfully. Now, at least live unsuccessfully, does not live it properly. The person cannot have a quality life. If a person is physically inactive, he cannot have a quality life. Even if a person does not want to accomplish anything big, in Chaturvedi Purusharatha, the person may not be interested. No, not interested in Artha, not interested in Kama, lazy. No, not think of any activity, Punyam. Not even interested in Moksha or Jnana, leave alone Jnanam and Moksha. Even to enjoy, to live one's life, enjoying a good health, one must be physically active. So physical body has to be maintained in such a way that one must be healthy to enjoy this life. Even simply to have the good quality of life, enjoying good health, one must be physically active. Therefore he says, Sharira yatra api te na prasidhyet akarmanaha. For an inactive person, even body maintenance is not possible. Maintaining the health of the body is not possible. So even the maintaining the health of the body does not happen for an inactive person. This is the literal translation of the verse. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains, Niyatam. What does the word Niyatam mean? Mean here, Niyatam is equal to Nityam. So Nityam. Nityam Karma, Niyatam Karma, Vihitam Karma. These three words are synonyms. Okay? Nitya Karmani, Namittika Karmani, Nitya Naimittika Karmani or Niyata Karmani. Vihita Karmani. I tell you, Niyatam, Vihitam, Nityam. These three words with the same. Prescribed, ordained duties. So, Shastra Upadishtam. Nityam means what? Shastra Upadishtam. Shastra Upadishtam means what? The duties prescribed by the Shastra. The duties ordained by the Shastra, instructed by the Shastra, are Shastrena Upadishtam Karma, Nityam Karma, Niyatam Karma, Shastra Upadishtam Karma. See, Shastra Upadishtam Karma means, Shastra instructed duty, action means duty, one's own duty. One does not need to take only rituals. Shastra Upadishtam Karma means all disciplines. Okay? Suppose even get up in early in the morning, you know, have your shower, live a clean life, all that, every yama, niyama, all those things. And doing one's duties. As a brahmachari, Shastra has, there's a Shastropadishtam Karma for a brahmachari. Shastropadishtam Karma for Agrastaha. Shastropadishtam Karma for Vanaprasthi. Sannyasi also. So Shastra Upadishtam Karma. Nityam Karma, Niyatam Karma. So Yaha Yasmin Karmani Adhikritaha Phalayacha. Ashrutam Tat Niyatam Karma. So, the person who is Yasmin Karmani Yaha Adhikrutaha, whoever is eligible, qualified to do one's respective duties. As I already mentioned, the person who has Shraddha in the Shastram is the one who accepts the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Such a person, definitely, in keeping with his Varna, Ashrama, duty, the role has to play, he has his own duties. So, Niyatam Karma. Mastu Niyatam Karma. So, Yasmin Karmani Adhikritaha. So, Yasmin Karmani Adhikritaha. So, whatever respective duty is ordained for any given eligible person, Adhikari. Such karma. So it's very, very important expression here. Yasmin karmani adhikritaha means the person, adhikritaha means as a brahmachari, he is, his adhikara is there only for the duties prescribed for him. He cannot do what is not prescribed for him. Kar swadharma. A grihastha should do his duties. A grihastha is eligible to perform duties only prescribed for him. He is adhikritaha. Only grihastha dharma, anushtanam. Similarly, a vanaprastha is also adhikritaha. Is eligible, qualified to do the duties only prescribed for him. So brahmachari need not do what sannyasi or grihastha should do. Grihastha need not do what brahmachari or sannyasi should do. So everyone has one's own prescribed, Shastram has prescribed these duties. That's why yasmin karmani adhikritaha. In keeping with his varna, in keeping with his ashrama, in keeping with his roles, I repeat this sentence again and again. Whatever karma is ordained for that person, that karma, he is eligible for doing that karma. That is, that karma is niyatam karma. Understand now? Yasmin karmani adhikritaha. Tat karma, neyatam karma. You cannot choose, this is what I am eligible for. No. Yasmin karma adhikritaha, tat karma, neyatam karma. What is neyatam karma for a brahmachari? In whichever karma he is, you know, whichever karma is ordained for him, that karma is his nityam, neyatam karma. Nitya karma is equal to Netam karma. Nitya karma means the same. Which means prescribed means once ordained by the Shastra means then there is no question of asked whether I should do it or not. One has to do whatever Shastra has prescribed. That's why it's Adhikritaha. Adhikritaha means not the one who has right here. The one who is expected to do what is instructed by the Shastra. So, Kshatriya Dharma, for Arjuna, what is prescribed by the Shastram for a Kshatriya, that is his Niyatam Karma. What is prescribed for a Brahmana, that is his Niyatam Karma, Nityam Karma, Niyatam Karma, ordained, prescribed duties. In keeping with Varna and Ashrama, in keeping with the roles one has to play, in different contexts, in different situations. Therefore, Niyatam Karma, that is Niyatam Karma. And also, Na Palayacha Na Ashrutam. Palayacha Na Ashrutam means the person does perform his duties as prescribed by the Shastram, ordained by the Shastram, in keeping with Varna and Ashrama, etc. At the same time, Palayacha Ashrutam. Here, what it means is, but this person who performs his duties, even if he is desirous of the material time-bound results. Of course, he performs the actions, the duties, expecting, wanting some time-bound material results, ends, benefits. But he is not dependent on those material ends, material results for his security and happiness. So, palayacha ashrutam. Ashrutam literally means what? Unheard. He is not heard for the results. What does it mean? Palayacha ashrutam means the person performs his prescribed duties. At the same time, he is not dependent on the time-bound material benefits for his security. He wants the material benefits, material ends, results, but he is not dependent on them. Palacha ashrutam. Because once a person follows the Vedic way of life as a Vaidika, means for him goal is clear. Means to accomplish the goal is clear. And his focus is on antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam. Therefore he does his duties in conformity with dharma, with the proper attitude. Therefore, which means this person, niyatam karma kuru, when Bhagavan says, okay, avoiding kamya karmas, prayaschitta karmas, you know, all other karmas, pratishiddha karmas. See, the Shastram prescribes to you, beautifully presents the karmas like this. Nitya karmani, naimittika karmani, or the niyata karmani. So, what should be avoided by him? Kamya karmani, prayaschitta karmani, pratishiddha, definitely pratishiddha karmani. Pratishiddha nishiddha karmani. So avoiding prohibited activities, even not paying attention to kamya karmas, avoiding prayaschitta karmas also, the whole focus must be only on one's own duties. Duties, and he knows what his duties are. And he, that is what he is qualified for. Giving up all those other unwanted things. It means this person, his will also becomes under to Bhagavan him of dharma. So that's why he says, niyatam karma. So, when a person does his duties, you know what a person should do morning, afternoon, evening? The time also is there. Niyatam karma means what should be done, when should be done, how should be done. All these things also are doing one's prescribed duties in keeping with the stipulations of the Shastra. Niyatam karma. So, hey Arjuna, niyatam karma kuru. So, palayacha ashrutam. So, what is niyatam karma? You must remember all those things now. The duty which is performed without even being dependent on result, the material time-bound ends or some security. So avoiding even all other karmas, one must do your duty. So leaving aside, of course, definitely leaving aside the prohibited actions. Giving up the prohibited actions. Giving up the kamya karmas. Giving up the prayaschitta karmas. And do your nitya naimittika karmani. That is the idea. And here, if a person, I remember here, Kancha Acharya, he used to say this, if a person does his duties as a Brahmana, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, he does his duties again in keeping with the ashrama also. What one should do towards his parents, what one should do towards his children, what one should do towards his society, how one should do his, if a person does what he has to do, that itself is enough. Then he does not need to worry about, oh, I'm not doing anything for fulfillment of my desires. I'm not doing any paschitta karma. He does not need to worry. That itself will take care of everything else. No, a person does his duties properly, with proper attitude, in conformity with dharma, as instructed by the Shastram, does not need to worry about anything. All his needs will be taken care of. The precepts of Satyam. Even the, all his papams will become neutralized. Even the, he does not need to do specially paischitta karma. Even the, all his papams will also become neutralized. Not all the papams, at least water papam has to be neutralized, also will get neutralized. So, performing one's own ordained duties itself will contribute for mental purification and also resolution of pratibandhas. Resolution of, it will take care of whatever paischitta karma has to take care also. Will be possible just by doing one's nitya karma, niyata karma. That is the very important point here. Therefore, niyatam karma kuru. Why? Because karma is jayaha, yataha. Karma jayaha. Tatnitam karma kuru. Hey Arjuna, yataha karma jayaha. Jayaha means what? Adhikataram phalataha. Phalataha means what? The standpoint of the result of that result, benefit if you see. It is, karma is superior, karma is more beneficial, karma is greater, adhikataram phalataha. So performance of one's duties, just the netam karma, nitya karma is enough. We need not even think of prayaschitta karma, kamya karma also. Karma jayaha, adhikataram phalataha. Phalataha, the standpoint of the benefit, if you see, karma is greater, superior. He, because, yasmat, akarmanaha, akarmanaha means akaranat. So, performance of action is greater. Benefit-wise, greater, superior than non-performance, akaranat, anarambhat. So, performance of action is better, greater than, superior to the non-performance of actions. Anarambhat, akaranat, akarmanaha. Akaranat anarambhat karma jayaha karma palataha adhikataram. Katham, how it is said, sharira yatra, don't worry, I'll stop soon. Sharira yatra, so sharira sthiti, yatra here means sthiti, sharira yatra means journey of life. But means sharira sthitihi. So journey, here implies sthitihi. Sthitihi means what? Even existence of the body, maintenance of the body, health of the system. All sthitihi. Sthitihi implies good health, maintenance in the body. Apicha also, te tava na prasiddhet. Means what? Prasiddhim na gachet. Prasiddhim na gachet means it will not go to, it will not go to achievement of even good health. It will not go to the achievement of good health. So non-performance of action does not contribute for even maintaining the good health of the body. One cannot have a quality life. Prasiddhim nagachet akarmanaha akaranat. As a result of non-performance factions, first we say, akarmanaha here means what? As a result of non-performance of actions, for a non-performer, even health of the body is not possible. Na prasiddhet, prasiddhim nagachet. Ataha drishtaha karma akarmanoho viseshaha loke. Therefore, this karma akarmanoho viseshaha, the visesha means difference, the difference between performance of actions and the non-performance of actions, remaining idle, lazy, is very well known in the world. We can see how people who are lazy, idle, who do not do anything physically, such people have very bad health. So this difference, distinction between being active and being inactive is very well known in the world. We do not require Shastra study for that. We always say, if you want to be healthy, be active and do your exercise and keep yourself occupied in something contributive, productive, and be physically active. Engage yourself. We always say this. We don't need Shastra study, Shastram for that. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, karma karmanoho viseshaha loke drishtaha. The difference between the quality of a life of a person who is physically active and who is always idle and lazy is very well seen, known in the world. Therefore, one must do one's duties. Having said that, Bhagavan says, why one should do one's duty, how one should do. What Bhagavan is going to unfold, beautiful verses of Karma Yoga, we will see tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. See, when it says in Shastram, Adhikritaha is a participle, one who is qualified. Adhikaraha, qualification, or eligibility. Here, you can't say, I am eligible to do this. Your eligibility, your qualification, decided by the Shastram, Shastra's teaching. When Shastram says, this is what the duties are, this is the duty of a person. So, in keeping with one's varna, as a brahmana, you have your duties. And as a brahmana, as a brahmachari, you have your duties. And you are eligible for doing only those duties. Adhikritaha. Understand? And a person does what he is expected to do, instructed to do. Whatever karma is instructed to do, if he does it, that is his nitam karma. That is his nityam karma. That is very important. If I decide I am eligible for this, no. My eligibility my qualification, what I am qualified to do, what I am eligible to do, is prescribed by, determined by Shastram. And that karma is Shastroktam karma, Shastropadishtam karma, Shastriyam karma. Shastriyam, Shastroktam, Shastropadishtam karma. So, as a Kshatriya, whatever is ordered by you, may you do that Nityam karma. Then, Niyatam karma you do means what? Naturally, you give up what? Prayaschitta. You don't need to worry about Prayaschitta karma, don't need to worry about even Kamya karma. Of course, you must be very conscious of omitting Pratishiddha karmas, prohibited actions, actions which are against Dharma. Is it clear? What is Shastra ordained? Don't get confused. Just your duties now in playing your roles. What are duties you have as a professional? You have to do your duties. That's all. Of course, a person who lives life karma yoga, definitely he cannot live his life without involving worship and prayer. So you must be worshipful, you must be prayerful, and you must be, your actions must be in conformity with the universal values. That's all. That is enough. So this itself will bless you with everything that you need. So Kanji Acharya used to say, you don't need, if you do your duties properly, he used to say, if you do Gayatri Japa as a Brahmana, Sandhyavandanam, if you do, that is enough. That will take care of a lot of your things. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.